if a guy was like, want to get breakfast, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
And I feel like they don't get a lot of those offers. Like, but guys aren't doing that a ton.
You know what else I would think? I would go, oh, he's probably sober. Whenever a guy asks, like, for a hike, a coffee date, or breakfast, I'm like, oh, they're probably sober. That's cool.
I'm not. Like, that's not why I'm doing it, but I don't drink a lot anyways. Yeah. So sometimes when a girl's like, oh, I don't drink, I'm like, oh, great. I'm just doing it because that's a thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. But I think a lot of times people are nervous on the first date, number one, in the light, and number two, sober.
I love breakfast. I need a meal anyways. And if I hit it off with
if
a
you
girl,
say that one more time,
what?
I'm going to, I need a meal anyways. Bap, bap, bap. Let me just start with a controversial take.
Please.
Fahim Anwar is my favorite comedian.
That's a hot take.
It's a real hot take.
Look, I love it.
Richard Pryor, like, whatever, dude. You guys know how I feel about Steve Martin. Woody Allen, yuck. Fahim Anwar, I cannot even tell you, Fahim.
I'm up there.
Nothing makes me laugh anymore. My soul is so dead at this point. And you are so dumb.
That's sweet. That's like the highest compliment for me when a comedian, you know, because we're jaded. We see so much. Yeah. I feel the same way too. Like when I see too much comedy, it's hard to laugh, you know? So like, yeah, when you hear that from like a fellow comedian, it's like awesome.
You kill me because you do something that I try to do and hopefully I succeed, but I feel like it's so hard to like go for it and not feel like you're being corny. But when you go for it, that's the funniest.
Yeah, what, like an act out or what do you mean?
Yeah, totally. Like sometimes it's like comedians are like too cool for school and we're kind of just like looking in our notebook, leaning against the brick wall, don't want to try too hard. And I find myself sometimes being like, I think going for it is really funny in this act out. Like, but I'm so worried. Like, I truly feel like sometimes I'm writing just for Chris Rock. I'm like, if Chris Rock sees this, is he going to think I'm corny? And I'm like, what am I doing?
I think sometimes we forget the blank canvas and sandbox that stand-up is, because it can get very self-referential and just I'm the coolest guy in the room and truth to power because I don't know, that is sexy. But then I'm just very much of the school of thought of serve the idea. Sometimes I do have a bit that's like that, but then sometimes I have something that's really dumb.
Yeah
and I'm a clown. I'm a clown. Yep. I'm not pretending I'm this, you know, Carlin. Like, I might have one bit that maybe goes that way, but I would like the ability to be a clown and just kind of paint with all the colors.
Do you, like, think about, like, if there's something you think is funny that's, like, political or, like, charged, are you like, let me just stay away from that? Like, is it conscious?
No. Like, the thing is, that's what's tough. I honestly live my life. People are like, oh, you write a lot and stuff. But, like, I've gotten to the point where I just kind of live my life and I know when I have an idea and I jot it down. I'm just good at receiving the idea and jotting it down. I don't like sit down and egg timer it. And just whatever the funny idea is, okay, I'm like, how do I service this? What is the language? And sometimes it's a political thing. Like, I'll have jokes that make me seem super right. I'll have jokes that make me seem super left.
Yeah.
And I don't care because the joke is good.
Yeah, right.
So like, I think we live in a day and age where people, they want you to be like a comedian and pundit. You know, where I'm not married to these political opinions. It's a funny joke.
I think that like online they want and like, you know, the algorithm will reward you if you're super topical and you'll get a lot of comments and stuff if you're political or topical. But I don't think when people come to venues to see us, they on their Friday night want to hear about Trump or Biden or whatever.
Unless
it's tricky.
That's a fan base you're cultivating. Because I mean, I have realized this. I'm just a stand up purist. I love jokes. I love comedy. I'm a clown first. But politics.
Clown. Should we just call ourselves clowns?
Kind of. I think
verbal clowns.
Sometimes we've gotten away from what we really are.
Well, it's like comedians. It's tricky because like comedians were the First Amendment warriors. I'm like, really? I kind of signed up to be a clown here. I'd rather not go to war if that's cool.
Yeah, but politics is way bigger than comedy. So I think that's why there is a gravitation towards that, because you can garner way more people coming out being like hard right or hard left then you can just kind of silly, you know?
Sorry, I'm having a little bit of it. Do you want to come up here? What are we doing? Let's go then.
Our next guest is a dog.
Frank,
so
come
what's
on.
What's going on out there?
Frank, come on. Frank, let's go.
What are you doing in the streets?
Frank, let's go then. You're going to keep wanting to come up. Just go. You got it. Okay, then you want to lay on the floor? What do you want to do? Come on. Make a decision. Thank you so much. There we go.
I'm going to be interviewed by a dog.
There we go.
We tag in and out.
Here
this
we
is
go.
The dog portion.
Fahim. I love your special.
I love your special.
I like how you moved around a lot. I move around at the dog park. Although it could have used more butt sniffing.
What do you think? Do you love Fahim? I know. Okay, I had, this is embarrassing. I wrote out so many questions for you, but now
oh my
I can't
God,
find
I love
them.
How prepared you but are. This almost feels like I'm on CNN or something. The okay. way you're dressed, the glasses. This is like hard hitting journalism, especially the way you loaded up the. I have a hot take. I thought you're gonna take your glasses off and be like.
I try harder than anyone in podcasting. It's probably not obvious in the
it's
slightest.
Refreshing. I like
it. Try really hard, but if I could just locate this file,
please.
I don't know
while
what I
you do though.
Don't know what I named it.
I sent you the special before I put it out. You know, I had an early cut of it, and then I know your guy likes my stand up. And I'm too close to my specials, so like you forget if it's funny or not anymore. It doesn't move me the way it does when I like first came up with these jokes. So you're like, oh, I hope they like it. And then you're like sending me pictures of him laughing at it and stuff.
Dying.
Yeah.
Dying. Okay.
So that I'm like, oh, okay. All right, good.
Crying. Okay. So me and my guy and his friend who was in from out of town went to the Comedy Store, and it was the night of just hitters. It was just all the hitters. And you were their favorite. By Whoa. Far. Not that everyone wasn't like great or whatever.
Yeah, the lineups are great. And there's a
always,
different flavor every 15 minutes at the store. That's
but
what I love about
you
the
place. Just do is that you give people this gift of being able to have like a mannerism or something that they can keep doing and calling back to. So in your hat trick special, when you do the Wolverine arms of like the like, like we do it three times a day. We do it constantly. It's like about these like wing wall. Oh my God, you doing it is like, I feel like it's like it's such a celebrity.
It's like watching Michael Jackson moonwalk, me doing it. Oh my God, he's doing it in the flesh.
No, but it's
this
also
like the Motown 25.
Because also what he does when he does the impression like this, like.
There's a leg pop.
There's a leg pop to it. And it's like, he does it like constantly, like anywhere we go, even if there's not, but if there's a wing wall, like for sure. But it's like given a, it's like just the gift that keeps on giving. And then whenever he like rolls down the window of his car, he does the like joke about the Tesla, the guy,
the Uber Eats one. Or
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. And then also the, you have the joke. I can't remember if this is in House Money or in Hat Trick about how you don't let women ghost you.
Oh, that's the new one. That's the new one.
Oh my God, dude. And like, if I like don't respond, he's like, not like just checking in. How's this year going
you
for you?
So funny. Like, is it the, you don't ghost me, I ghost you.
Or no, how you won't let someone ghost you. You're like, hey, is it like a year later? Hey, is this year still crazy for you?
What is it? I go like, you know, when you're, this is like a life hack, you know, I'm like, if a girl's ghosting, this is what I do. I wait a while, you know, I just let it marinate like a few months, just really make sure I'm getting ghosted. And then I'll send this text. I'll go, hey, I'm going to the Taylor Swift concert. I have an extra ticket if you're available. I don't know. Let me know. And I go, then they become alive. Suddenly they come out of the woodwork and they're like, oh, hey. Yeah. Sorry. I was slammed with work and everything, but I looked at my schedule, my calendar. I'm free that day. I would love to go. And then I go, and then I don't respond. And I go, I act like a goblin, you know? And then I go, you don't ghost me. I ghost you. I do the ghosting. Like, I just, like, lose my mind on stage. And what's so funny, like, that's my favorite part of the bit is the, you don't ghost me. Like, when I flip the switch and just go berserk. But when I would do it at the stores, like, that part wouldn't work sometimes. It was 50-50.
Yeah.
And then I'm so glad that it worked on the special.
How could it be
part.
50-50?
Maybe because I'm yelling. I'm so unhinged. Maybe they're not hearing the words of, you don't ghost me.
I ghost.
They just probably heard distortion where I'm like, you don't ghost me. Yeah, I ghost you. And I'm just like foaming.
Full Brian Holtzman. Mm-hmm. I'm just obsessed with these little observations you have. Another thing we do is like Dancing Guy. Dancing Guy?
Oh, yeah.
From House Money.
House Money.
Is like sending a Dancing Guy emoji too soon.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of bits about because I'm dating and stuff. So you just observe whatever your world is, you know?
I gotta know what's going on out there.
Oh, in the streets?
I feel like you have the ability to critique women's behavior without being too dark.
Like, yes, yes.
So like, I want to know.
But not too egregiously.
What are girls, I think women want to know, like, what are girls doing that is very annoying at the moment? Are they making you take photos of them on a first date Instagram?
Yeah. Okay, some off the top of my head, what do I see? I don't love when a profile is like, here's what I don't like. Just telling me all the things you don't like.
A dating profile, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just tell me what you're into. Not like, I don't like this. I don't like this.
And
be
what are
funny.
Most,
you know, it's almost like demand, like you're tap dancing. You don't even know this person yet. Yeah. Another one I don't like is when they
but
go.
But like, what are the normal things? Like, I don't like, I'm not here for hookups.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, say what you're into, not all the things you don't like.
Okay.
That's kind of a red flag.
Interesting.
If your whole profile is all things you don't like.
Yeah. But a lot of the things that people do like are obvious. Like, you'd be a sociopath if you didn't. Like, loves dogs and sunsets. Like, yeah, that's implied.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I also do.
What are we, five?
Yeah, everyone.
I love the
like
color
those.
Blue like and sparkly when, purple.
They'll have all this love for certain groups and charities and all that. But they're like, if you like cats, kill yourself. You know what I mean? There's like so much venom towards cat lovers. You know, that's odd.
The women?
They're all great. Yeah, some people are just
that's
like,
really
I
funny.
Hate cats. And you go, okay.
There is it is wild that there's if you love cats, you're haunted.
Jump off a bridge.
Yeah, you're also single. Like, what? Like, there's.
Maybe you want a pet and you just don't have, they're like, it takes less time to take
care
of
a cat. Yeah,
you
don't want a high maintenance pet.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what's another.
Like, what, first of all, what is a tagline that has worked that you're like, I like that. She's not trying too hard.
I can tell if they're funny, if they're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, the banter will be good. If you could read a profile. A pet peeve that I don't like is, I think I tried it one time on stage where it says, let's do something other than dinner or drinks. Like, out the gate, that's on the profile. And in my mind, I'm like, bitch, I don't know you.
Yeah.
This isn't The Bachelor. I'm not going to go horseback riding on our first date.
Breakfast?
People don't even do that, like, on their anniversary. You know what I mean? And I go, so much of life is eating meals and drinking and just sitting with someone like this. That's a great barometer for whether you're going to vibe or not. Also, it's low investment. It's 30 minutes, 45 minutes tops. You find out whether you vibe.
Uh-huh.
I go, I don't want to be on the side of a mountain and realize we hate each other. I'm like, can you hand me the chalk bag? Oh, yeah. Oh, so you don't want kids. I kind of want kids. And you're just on the side of a mountain where this could have been established at Coffee Bean.
Yeah. You know what I need right now? Like, some caffeine and I'm peckish.
Yeah.
That's so wild to me. And I'm thinking about like the vitriol that people lead with. Like, when I was on dating apps, what are you guys doing? Let's do this. Let's ask, like, help me understand. I feel like you can demystify some male behavior. When a guy's like, how could you be single?
Oh, they do that? I don't.
Yes.
I don't do that. I don't write that.
What are you doing?
How could you?
Because
I've learned to not
this
overly lovey-dovey like that, mm-hmm. or that just gives you so much power. And mm-hmm. I think that's gross to some women.
What's your opening line?
I try to keep it very, if they have a picture or a prompt, I'll try to comment something witty. I'm a comedian, so like something off of what they have there.
Right.
Like commentary on the picture. And then if you match, then you do a little more banter.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned, especially it's getting back in the day, you can like go back and forth quite a bit.
Yeah.
But the drop off is crazy now. It's almost like a half-life. Every couple of years, people's our attention is so all over the place.
Right.
That type of conversation doesn't even really happen anymore.
Like texting back and forth.
Yeah. Just this banter. Like obviously you need to meet up eventually, but now I cut to the chase pretty quickly.
I'll get
one or two and be like, let's get dinner or drinks or something.
If someone doesn't make a plan with me within four texts, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't need a pen pal.
It may be even shorter than that nowadays.
Can't.
I'll get one banter moment and be like, let's meet up.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately that's what we're here to do. I'm not here to do an improv 101 class.
I'm trying
on
to
Hinge.
Fuck.
That's my opening line. Just on a picture of like her and her family. I just write, I'm trying to
F-U-H. Try
press
to
one for
fuck.
Yes, press two for no.
Trying to fuck.
Yeah, with like eight U's. Fuck. Anyways, let me know.
What annoying things are women doing?
I mean, I don't know. It just sounds like I'm attacking women.
I'll do what annoying.
You invited me on the pod.
I can say
sunglasses.
No,
here's bitches. What you gotta stop doing? All right?
I think it's helpful because I think a lot of girls are just like, "What did I do wrong?" Or like, I'm hearing about a lot of wild behavior and I'm here to either like men and women.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm out there dating with a newborn. I mean, that's kind of annoying. Seeking father figure.
It's definitely, that's a category.
Also,
you know?
Why were guys so much more into me when I was pregnant? I need you to explain.
Oh, I wonder if, what is that?
Is it number?
Maybe it's kind of like a challenge. It's sort of like white women are attracted to the wedding ring guy. Oh. It's just like, ooh, this is a tough level.
No, yeah, this is a very tough level to get to.
Yeah, yeah. I also think part of the appeal of like women dating a guy who's married is like,
it's not afraid of commitment.
But not only that, but there's this element of danger. Like, I might shatter his family. You know, the stakes are pretty high. Like, if they find out about me, his life is over. And it's like, it's hot.
Like, I can destroy a family with this ass.
Yeah, I can destroy five people. Like, the kids, the wife, the guy.
Okay, so that's it. So when I was pregnant, maybe men were like, I can give her baby CTE and ruin his motor skills forever.
Or it's different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's, I figured it was just that I can't get pregnant.
Mm.
And I might die in childbirth.
Seems like a very extreme way to go raw, you know? Like, like, I don't wear condoms. I only pregnant chicks.
Life hack.
Life hack. Just do like an Andrew Tate channel. Fellas, you want to go raw, but you don't want to get pregnant? Pregnant chicks.
It was kind of wild. And then I looked into pregnant porn just to see what was up. And a lot of views.
Really?
A lot. Is it like a belly is kind of like a third boob. Big third boob. With the belly button's like a nipple. I've really thought this through quite a bit.
Like, what is the true appeal?
Or maybe it's because I was helpless and sad and constantly crying and had a bigger ass. It's probably very simple.
I guess pregnant sex, like, your baby's a cuck then, just kind of watching it, right? From a very, it's the youngest cuck you can be. Did I just make a huge breakthrough?
You actually did.
Pregnant sex?
You actually did.
The baby in the womb just has front row seats. So you're making your baby a cuck when you have pregnant sex.
I can't.
What if that's why the people who sit in like hotel armchairs, it's because their parents were like a lot when they were pregnant.
Wait.
It's like, this is my thing now.
What cuck is when, okay.
They
is
like
this
to
a,
watch.
Yeah, is this a common thing?
It's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they like to watch their girlfriend or wife be.
I think so. I don't know what the distinction is. I don't know whether it's they just like to watch any people or it's got to be their girlfriend or wife. But either way, it's ripe for comedy. I used to have this joke where, like, I was doing the La Jolla Comedy Store one time. I think swingers and just people like this can maybe target comedians because we're, like, broken people a little bit.
We're looking for families.
Not, but, like, yeah, yeah. And then we're on the road.
Uh-huh.
So you're almost transient. You're like Wolverine. You're
we
like
need a place to stay.
Yeah, kind of. So then this couple was, like, sticking around for a little too long after the show, La Jolla. And then I'm in the bar area and they're like, that was great. That was hilarious. And then his wife is like, or partner is like, yeah, I love to laugh. She just kept on saying, I love to laugh. Like, yeah, yeah, it was great. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I just like wasn't picking up on it. And then they're still like sticking around too long. Like, yeah, comedy's so important. Like, I love to laugh. Just like lingering for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, they're like, they want a plus one or something. Or they're swingers or something. It's not my vibe, you know? I don't really do that. But then I'm like, that'd be funny. I go, like, what if I said yes, you know? And then I go, only if I could bring a friend who would watch you watch me.
I just, we have to have filmers at all times. This is basically crowd work at this point.
I think it'd be funny to make the, like, bring a cuck to watch the cuck, you know what I mean? So, like, he's trying to watch the sex, and then my friend's just eating a bag of Cheetos. And he's like, and the guy's like, I feel like, normally I'm the most powerful man in the room because I'm watching, but this seems like this guy. And he's like, don't worry about it.
I can't with this. Like, I can't, like, I've had this happen one time where a couple was like, well, I get a lot of like, you're my husband's hall pass. And
is
I'm like,
sort of just like throwing out the fishing line.
It's like, but he's not mine.
That would be such a funny retort. Would you ever say that to
yes!
you?
Yes.
But he's not mine.
Mine is Ryan Reynolds. So are you married to Ryan Reynolds? Like, I can't, like, just, I'm like, okay, well, where are we going? Yeah, well, like, what choice do I have?
Yeah. Talk about jackpot for them.
What are the chances that that would be a slam dunk? My husband wants to cheat on me with you. I'm like, let's go. In what world? Also, how annoying are you as a woman? That I that I seem like a fun, easy night. Like, his hall pass is just a woman being like, what are you doing this? Why am I your hall pass? This is ridiculous. Why? Like, you could have picked Brooklyn Decker. You could have picked anyone.
It's a compliment.
You guys, you know I love podcasting. You know I love inviting on hilarious people so that I can interrupt them for 2 hours. But you know my real passion is doing stand-up comedy. And I have this baby out of me. I did not die in childbirth. And I am going on tour. It's called the Big Baby Tour. I'm going to do some clubs first to work out new material. I'll be in San Jose. I'm South Florida. I'm going to be in San Antonio, all these places. And then I'm going to be moving to theaters. I'm going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada on July 6th. I'm coming to Tulsa, Kansas City, Dallas, Austin, Houston. I'll be at the Chicago Theater in... Guess where that place is? You got it, Chicago. I'll be at the Beacon Theater in New York. I'm going to be in Atlantic City, Washington, D.C., at the Warner, Atlanta, Nashville, Denver, Salt Lake City, San Diego, Anaheim, Orlando, Jacksonville, Boston. And then I'm ending in Connecticut, where I will inevitably get a tick in my butt crack and perish of Lyme disease. So come see me before that happens. WhitneyCummings.com. It's 2024. Let's talk about something importante. Okay, I'm bilingual now, FYI. If you are injured by the negligence of another jerk, bastard, canard, you deserve to be paid cash money. Life can be crazy sometimes, you guys, and one person's negligence can result in another's settlement. If you're in an accident, not calling a lawyer means you could be leaving cash money on the table. When you're seriously hurt, your injury could be worth millions of dollars. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan and Morgan. Morgan and Morgan is America's number one, not two, not three. We don't mess around with number four, five, six law firms over here. Morgan and Morgan is America's largest injury firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. But are they single is the question. The point is, with over $20 billion recovered for over 500,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get your full and fair compensation. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy, you guys. Recovering from a sinus surgery is hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. If you're ever injured, you can call. I should probably call them about this sinus thing. I mean, just saying, I feel like this should be healing faster. The point is, if you're ever injured, you can call Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. What's more American than that? For more information, you should go to forthepeople.com/Whitney or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's for forthepeople.com/Whitney or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. This is a paid advertisement. I speak so many languages. It's crazy. You know how sometimes love just isn't fun? Like sometimes love's just like, pfft. You know, sometimes love's just like, bleh. Sometimes love's just like, ah, not having any fun. Bleh. Those days are over. Okay. Because you know what's here? You know what's arrived besides the aliens? Funlove.com. Funlove.com is a leading retailer in sensual health and wellness products, offering a wide array of premier brands of toys, lingerie, or some people pronounce it lingerie, weirdos, and accessories. Explore new possibilities, pleasure zones, and find your vibe at funlove.com. They offer the highest quality products, everything from soft and sexy to hot and spicy, so you're sure to find what you're looking for. Shop from the comfort of your couch and browse through a large selection of luxury brands and tastefully curated collections. Funlove.com is where you will find your vibe and vibrator and items to rev up your romance and keep the passion alive. Visit funlove.com with your partner and look for ways to explore secret passions and boost your intimacy. Let them help you discover, indulge, and satisfy your desires. If you live in Arizona or Colorado, you lucky dog, check out one of their 18 store locations. For a limited time, save 30% off your first order. Just use the code Whitney at funlove.com. Go to funlove.com and use code Whitney. That's moi. At checkout. Sorry, I just blanked. Just frankly disassociated thinking about all these toys I'm going to buy at funlove.com. Save 30% off your first order. Funlove.com today. Yeah, if you could pick, who would your hall pass be?
Well, what? For like who
is
if
like,
I was married or something?
Who's and, a car? Like Sydney Sweeney. Like wouldn't you I love that he picked an achievable hall. Also, I might say yes. I'm also
Yeah. It's almost like if somebody writes for a casting breakdown, like Fahim Anwar type, be like, I'll do it. Just call me.
That's happened.
You don't need to type. I'll come.
It's happened to me many times. They're like a Whitney Cummings type, and I'm like, I'm available. And they're like, it's just but like likable. We need some like we can't have someone as shrill as you. A type.
Like, we'll have AI fix it in post. Yeah. Just use me and use AI.
That is such a like. Is that when a relationship is over, when you're lying around going like, so who would you want to cheat with?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that a trick?
Probably.
Yeah.
Pitching that.
Uh huh. It's kind of a funny thing. Like, so who are you really into?
Right.
It's like, just seems so toxic. I mean, just like,
this is a darker version of that, but sometimes you see those articles about a couple who kept their kids in a basement or something.
I just had a kid and I think you should watch your judgment because if I had a basement, like, my child would be in it right now.
But it'd be a nice basement though, right?
Yeah.
You would go down every now and then.
Yeah. We'd have pillows in a crate.
But you would read these articles of just horrendous things that like a husband and wife are doing to their kids. And in my mind, I'm like, how did both of them land on this? Were they like making the bed one day? Like, what if we made like a dungeon?
No.
And she's like, yeah, I was thinking about that
too. It's like the baby rooms downstairs.
Yeah. Like, it's not being used.
A fungin.
And we'll
it's
slide,
a fungin.
We'll, yeah, it's a fungin.
It's not a...
And we'll slide bologna under the door.
Yeah. No. So adversity is good for kids. You see these kids these days that these brats, it's just they got too loved.
Right.
Kids need a little adversity.
And we won't teach them language or anything.
No. It's good. You saw Lord of the Fly. He'd be the yeah. He. We gotta
Most
prepare him for the apocalypse.
Is non-verbal anyway.
He's not when the hurricane comes. He's gonna be safe. Maybe they're actually more protective of their kid than any parent.
Maybe, but doesn't it strike you as odd when both parents land on something that horrendous? Like, how did you both get there?
Well, that's my thing with open relationships too. Hmm. Someone's against it. Someone's getting cheated on.
I agree. I feel like both people are on. I mean, I had this joke where I'm like,
sorry, this is what we do to my dog.
He's sleeping. No, he won't do it.
Hey.
No, he's shy. Oh, no, it's like a heckler.
Comedy killer.
He's like,
and then they clam up.
But I go, like, non-monogamy is great for the guy who's girlfriend. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, he has to pretend, like,
but what
are
we?
I just get to have sex with you and I don't get to talk to you. And like, oh, he goes to museum stuff.
We're not doing poly. We're not doing this. Like, I love it when you guys, like, not you.
Yeah.
Like, repackage.
Oh, I know.
Something like cheating, just cheat.
I know.
Like I miss the days when guys would just cheat like a gentleman. Now it has to be like you're backwards and not smart enough to understand a forward thinking arrangement or something. Like I'm an idiot because I'm not cool with like getting herpes.
That's the other thing too is I think because it's ethical non-monogamy and all this stuff. And then I think both parties are into it until one isn't. Like obviously one is going to be less into it than the other.
You don't have to put ethical in front of something that's ethical.
Yeah.
You're not like, I'm going to find an ethical babysitter. Like, this is an ethical high school. Like, you don't need to do that. Like, that's implied.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then when somebody isn't into it anymore, then it's just like, oh, you're not evolved.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you just, like, don't get it.
You don't get
like, you
it.
Just have, like, a traditional, like, you just, like, you're just bogged down by social construction. It's like, no, I don't want HPV. Like, it causes cancer. Like, I don't want cancer yet. I will die when I'm good and ready. Like, on my terms.
I think it's respectable.
Do you have guy friends that are like into that? Is that real? I feel like
I'm not in my circle. And also I think I'm of a generation where that's not really a thing, but I think or it's less so.
I think
younger people are into like all these like less labels and.
It's also like you're just sharing an apartment with someone you're dating and you're like, we can't break up yet. The lease is another 6 months. I feel like it's more that, you know what I mean? It's like we need to start seeing other people, but like we also kind of have to stay together. Like let's figure out
your
this
health insurance.
Yeah,
so
that's
we
exactly
need to make
it.
This work.
It's exactly it. Huh. So what's going on with the dating thing?
Just doing it.
Doing the damn thing?
Yeah, doing it. Putting yourself out there.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Like people are like, oh, it's terrible.
But it's always been terrible.
Sure. But just leaving your house is a win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think people are so results driven that it's part of the process. And even a bad date is still a win because you're one step closer to where you want to be. And it means you're trying. A process. You're not going to hit out of the park every time.
I'm hearing some pretty nightmare. And here's what I think I'm trying to get to in terms of like what women are doing that are annoying. Cause I have done this too, where I'm even confused of how I'm supposed to be behaving on a date. I'm like, am I supposed to be like this radical feminist that opens my own door and splits the bill? Mm. Or am I supposed to just be like, I don't know how to behave. This is why I do like hangs. Like how I'm like, come over. I'll come to you. You come to me because I don't know how to behave. Like if a girl tries to pay for dinner, do you think she's not interested?
That doesn't happen that much.
A girl tries to pay?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I respect the pantomime move to the purse. The faking to the purse?
Yeah.
That's like paying to me. Like, I want a girl to even fake it. Like, just twist your body like this. I feel like you paid for the entire meal. Some girls don't even do this. They just, the bill comes and they're just eating the spinach artichoke dip. Like, it was a foregone conclusion that I was going to pay the whole time. Like, but if you do this, I'm in love. You don't even have to dig. You just have to go like...
Yeah, like your shoes wearing a fanny pack. Like this is, there's not even a
That'd
purse
be so funny
to be reached.
If I'm like waiting her to fake turn and she's still not doing it, but I'm just like waiting for like 2 minutes and she's still not doing that.
The way to win over a man's heart at this point is to pretend you're gonna pay.
That's my PSA. Women, yeah, like guys are gonna pay every time for the most part, you know. We're just too afraid of trying to ask for half. If you're like 18 or whatever, if you're super young, then maybe that's more acceptable to go halfsies.
Mm-hmm.
But I think over a certain age, it's almost presumed the man is paying for all of it.
I feel like it should go the other way. I feel like we should split it until we decide to be together.
But here's the thing. There's not a lot of women out there who will offer up and say, let's split it, and is adamant about that.
Right.
Usually the guy will go to pay and she'll be like, let's split it. And he'll be like, no. And there's not going to be any.
You're sucking my dick.
Yeah, you owe me.
Yeah.
I'm paying. I'm not just paying for the meal. It's implied.
You'll pay in other ways, emotionally and physically.
I have noticed that as I've gotten older and like more successful, just more financially secure, I like paying for a date and I'm less emotionally invested in it. When you're younger, I used to try to do this bit where like, like, but the difference between like a young guy going on a date and like Jeff Bezos, because women are so impressed by, say, Jeff Bezos took this girl on a date and got the seafood tower and all these things. And she's wowed by all this food and steak. Yeah, whatever you want. That's a drop in the bucket. That's like a penny to him.
Uh-huh.
It means nothing.
Uh-huh.
But you're being enchanted by the seafood tower. Whereas a guy like a poor guy who's like 21 will take you to Cheesecake Factory and get you a chicken parm. That's half his life savings.
Totally.
That is more, that should be a bigger gesture than Jeff Bezos with the seafood tower.
Yeah. So when you pay for dinner, you should also tell them how much money you have total.
Yeah. If women knew the ratio.
I have $100 and I just spent $50 on you.
I'm overdrafting on this meal. Yeah. This is how much I love you.
Totally. But Jeff Bezos, totally, you have $100 billion and you only spent this.
It's nothing.
Yes.
And that's what I've realized about.
I need you to buy me a country for this to feel like true love.
To even out. Yeah.
That's the thing is that rich guys, like, yeah, broke guys, it means more.
Because rich guys can.
But I also now see why you're broke. You pay for every bitch's dinner you go on a date with.
Yeah. I'll do drinks sometimes. I won't do. But I also go to reasonable places. The tough things in LA, sometimes you go, oh, let's go to dinner. And then they send you a place on Google and it's like $4 signs on a first date. You know what I mean? Is this Nora?
Oh, no. Oh, so you say, do you want to pick the restaurant?
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, like, where do you want to go? Or is a place good by you? Or do you have a place you like in WeHo? Because I'm doing a set and like maybe I'll meet up after.
Yeah.
And go, oh, this place is good. And it's $4 signs. Maybe that's some advice. Have a little, be nice to us guys. don't send us, you know, $4 sign places for a first meetup.
Yeah, that's aggressive. I'm really into the first date just being coffee. Well, I don't want you see me eat. I don't want you see me eat soup. I don't want to.
I have opinions on coffee though.
Why?
I don't love a coffee date because it's such an arbitrary beverage. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, let's go to Target and get ices. It's just an excuse to meet
up. That sounds like
a
lot of fun.
That's true.
Okay.
But that's a bad example. I accidentally stepped into an awesome
date idea. That's literally the perfect date idea.
Let's split a pretzel and get an icy. The white cherry one,
at Target, honestly, going to Target with someone on a first date is genius.
That'd be a power move.
Oh, so fun. That would be so fun. I need to get a birthday card for my uncle. Let's go.
That's actually kind of off the beaten path.
Yes, I'm super into it.
I think running errands with someone.
But you know what else I think? Like, find me in Target. I'll be there at 3.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, so
not
fun.
Not even meet up. Just you'll see me when I see you.
Yeah. Find me in Target. if you know what aisle I'm in, we're meant to be.
Just give him a time window, like a mattress delivery. Like, I'll be here between 8 a.m.
I think, remember how like Shaq used to do that? Didn't he used to do that on his Twitter? Or I think it was Shaq. Yeah, he would just be like, I'm going to be at the, you know, Mall of America at 2 o'clock. For first 10 people to find me gets $100.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, he's insane. Like Mr. Beast in it before Mr. Beast.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, it feels like an arbitrary beverage, and I don't really need to have this coffee.
Wait, hold on. Did you just call coffee arbitrary? It is the...
I have it in the morning.
But it is the liquid that has, makes the...
No, I love
function.
Coffee.
It is our...
Don't get me wrong.
Wait, hold on. Black Rifle.
I get canceled over this.
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
I love coffee. It's an arbitrary beverage?
I think it's the most important beverage to our...
No, I agree. But I'll do it at home. Look, I'm going to have coffee regardless.
Yeah.
But to go drive across town to have coffee with someone I don't know, that's less of a less important.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I think I mentioned this on another pod one time. I was doing this for a while. I was trying to do breakfast.
Can you not mention anything that you've already mentioned on another pod?
You want originals? Oh, the cuck baby thing. That was a good for you exclusive. Clip.
Can you just not? Next.
I was doing breakfast dates. Which I liked.
I love that idea, actually.
The reason I was doing it is because when you do drinks, dinner, there's this weird
sexual
tension.
Let's see if she gets the worm or not.
Does he want this? Does he not? There's this like weird baggage with nighttime drinks or
totally.
And then breakfast. I feel like the guy has more of a position of power just because you're not going to do that with eggs. You're not trying to make out over eggs.
No, no.
I need a meal anyways.
Yeah, okay.
You get to know the person. And you're just laying groundwork.
I love that you're like, I need to eat two birds.
Yes, yes, for real. I don't.
But you need lunch and dinner too.
Sure, I'll do. But the thing is, there's so much wrapped around dinner.
Yeah.
Like weird feelings.
More
expensive.
Just say it. It's more expensive.
I'm not going to talk about that. But like a girl's on guard with dinner as well a little bit. Like,
Is
he going to try to kiss me afterwards?
Totally.
What does he want?
I know what. Don't stop pretending. It's because of the lighting. You want to sit? Do you make him go swimming after? You want
to
see him in the daylight.
We sit next to a puddle. So when a bus drives by, I just know that it's going to land on her makeup. And I'll go, oh, that's terrible. And I go to the bus driver. I'm like, way to go.
Thanks, man.
She's like, oh, no, I'm drenched.
I knew your eyelids weren't really blue.
Yeah. And then I've got a camera. Okay, everything checks out. She has good skin.
So seeing her in the is anyone like, no, thanks. I don't want to see you first thing in the morning. You
some
psychopath.
People don't like, some people, yeah, won't go for that.
Yeah. But that's also a red flag. I would be so, if a guy was like, want to get breakfast, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
And I feel like they don't get a lot of those offers. But, like guys aren't doing that a ton.
You know what else I would think? I would go, oh, he's probably sober. Whenever a guy asks like for a hike, a coffee date or breakfast, I'm like, oh, they're probably sober. That's cool.
I'm not. Like, that's not why I'm doing it. But I don't drink a lot anyways.
Yeah.
So sometimes when a girl's like, oh, I don't drink, I'm like, oh, great. I'm just doing it because that's a thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. But I think a lot of times people are nervous on the first date, number one in the light and number two sober.
Mm.
Like, so at night, dark,
but
drink.
I love breakfast. I need a meal anyways. And if I hit it off with
if
a
you
girl,
say that one more time,
what?
I need a meal anyways. Don't show up with your morning breath, not having eaten yet.
Well, I'm gonna brush my
and just
teeth.
Be like, "Hi, nice to meet you." So I need a sausage. I'm starving. Like, don't show up because you need breakfast anyway.
Like, what's your name again? What does she want?
I'm gonna be at IHOP anyway. If you want to swing by, like, what?
I have a fax machine.
But if I'm going to go to breakfast with someone, I'm gonna eat a little bit before. I'm not gonna
Why?
Show up hungry to a first date.
Why not? What's
because it's like I want to be able to focus and I don't want to go into a
You can't multitask?
I don't want to be hangry when I'm meeting someone for the first time.
But that's why you order food.
I would have to have a little snack on the way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't want you meeting me with low blood sugar.
Ladies, if we're going on a breakfast date, I'm coming hungry. I'm not pre-gaming. I'm not popping into Kind Bar. Like, you're getting me at my hungriest.
Like, it is so psychoed. Like, and what time is breakfast? Like 9 or
no,
like
I'm a comic, so 10:30 or 11.
So you can't date anyone with a job?
It's harder because my hours are so, it's so hard. Especially because
someone's like, I would have to leave work. You're like, cool.
It's
see you there.
Because most people have real, civilians, you know?
Yes.
So I go, oh, I'm free Thursday. They go, when are you free? I'm like, 11?
If a girl can
have. I'll be sleeping for 2 hours by the time you get done.
Have there ever been, like when you look at, because I'm fascinated by the way that like men and women like talk about each other, where I see gender, it's a very hot take. But like, I feel like guys will label women based on their hair color and girls will label men based on their jobs. They'll be like, are you still dating the architect? Are you still dating the comedian? Oh, whatever happened with that podcast producer guy? Whereas guys will be like, what happened with the redhead?
Or they go, you still dating Susie Big Tits?
just what they're saved in the phone as?
Yes.
How funny would it be if you're like driving to a date with like, because you're dating multiple people, you know? And then a call comes up and it says Susie Big Tits in parentheses. And you go, oh, that's my CPA. Yeah. Like, I really got to start saving them on my phone as something else.
Are you guys really saving things Susie that extreme?
No, that's
like I have a lot.
80s comedy.
I have like Mike Raya. I have a lot of Mike Raya. Billy Hinge.
I have so many like Hannah Hinges.
Unhinged. Hannah was unhinged.
I wanted to do a joke where like women always, they have to change their last name so many times. Like first it goes from like Whitney Hinge to then, you know what I mean?
Totally.
So like that's the first one that gets lost.
Right.
Because they don't even get their last name until after the dating app gets taken off. So it's like Susie Bumble.
Uh-huh.
Then it becomes Susie Johnson, her real name. And then it becomes Susie McGrath, like the guy's name.
Yes. Ah.
Or what if they kept the hyphen, like Susie Johnson McGrath Bumble? I wanted to keep all of them.
Are you on Bumble?
Barely. Yeah, I don't do well on there. I think Hinge is the best for me. And then Raya, that's not even that great, but probably Hinge and then Raya.
Mm-hmm. Because Bumble, you can't message them first. You have to wait for them to message.
So funny. I think women bought into it early. Like, oh, this is empowering. We message the guy.
Why?
Yeah. And
why?
Then they realize it goes against their biology.
Yeah.
No
totally.
No woman wants to do that.
God, I don't want to be like the alpha. I don't have to be proactive.
Yes. So its entire, what it was formed
in. I would just,
in,
the entire time if I was on Bumble, I would just DM guys and be like, how come you haven't DM'd me yet?
The thing is, like,
they'd be like, we can't find a way.
I know. I think that's almost it, too. Just like, well, you find a way.
Find a way.
Yeah.
I would just put my cell phone number in the profile or something. May the best man win. Yeah. Like, I just, and you can't send dick pics or something?
On Bumble?
Are all guys sending dick pics?
I've never sent a dick pic in my life.
Smart.
I swear to God.
Smart.
I don't understand what that's about, why you would, or I just don't have that in me to send a dick pic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just send pictures of the microphone.
Yeah, just other things shaped like dicks.
The reason I like dick pics is I like seeing someone's place.
Oh, you try to look.
I like seeing
like
someone's
CSI, you go enhanced.
Always. Oh, I'm always zooming in on the background. I can see what kind of loofah you're working with. I can see what kind of weird washcloths I'm up against. I can just see. I can see if you've got a Bath and Body Works shower gel, so I know if you actually have a girlfriend or not.
So your dick pics are for recon.
Yeah, that's correct.
And the
I'm always like, send me a dick pic from your bathroom, and I'll know everything I need to know.
And you go and use the 0.5 setting on the iPhone because you really want that wide angle to capture.
No
the
portrait.
Entire...
I can't have a fuzzy background.
That's a good point.
Cinematic mode. Thanks so much.
I imagine you like what you see in the background, and you heart it, and he's like, she loves my dick. And you're like, no, I love the painting in the background.
Well, because a lot of times guys have one dick pic that's their like go-to dick pic, but then they've been using it so long and they don't realize like...
And it looks like a young dick. Your dick is aged. I know this is a dick pic from 6 years ago.
Well, there's a couple ways to find out. Number one, it'll be like, you know, I'm like, is that a Bush Gore button in the background?
It's like a bumper sticker. Perot.
Yes.
Ross Perot.
Totally. Dan Quayle. Like there's something that dates it. You know what I mean? It'll just be like, is that a Dishwalla CD in the background? You know what I mean? Whatever. Or if you save a dick pic and they've taken it earlier, it'll save in your phone the year it was taken. So if you go to save a guy's dick pic and it doesn't go straight to the end of your photos, you know that they took it a long time ago.
It goes to 1999.
Yeah, totally.
You go, it's your first photo.
Yeah.
It predates you getting this iPhone.
Totally. So that can really...
I didn't know that. When you save a photo, it just like...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it saves when it was taken.
Yeah, I would never say.
Which is very dicey.
I don't have that confidence to send a dick pic.
Okay, a couple questions because I still don't understand how men work.
Yeah, I'm like how I'm the ambassador of
you
all
are,
men.
Because you're not dark
I'm
or
weird.
Negative.
I don't like. I have my, you know.
You things. Have this Seinfeldian like curiosity that's not dark and negative.
Yes.
That's
I'm
what
analytical.
I love.
I used to be an engineer.
Do you think I would ask any of these questions to Andrew Santino or any other man? Quite frankly, dumb.
I'm just trying to figure it out with you. I'm an
totally. We're anthropologists at this point.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Fahim Anwar, do you wash your jeans?
Yes, but I've heard that you're not supposed to do it a lot. And I know some people put, if it's raw denim, they put it in the freezer. Because Bobby's all about raw denim. He buys these raw denim jeans.
I think he said raw dogging.
He's both. He loves both. Raw dogging and raw jeans, raw denim.
What is raw denim?
Raw denim is really stiff and like, you've never seen raw denim?
I think it's a fake thing, whatever you're
saying. It's a real thing.
I don't, so there's no
I
way.
I just have Levi's and those have been processed and they're kind of soft when you put them on. Raw
processed
denim.
Processed, how so?
I don't know. There's Levi's has its thing. It doesn't feel like drywall when you put them on. But raw denim is stiff and it takes a while to break them in. And when you break them in, it has these kind of like fade lines. They're natural fade lines. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So it's sure. just the pricier denim. It's more fashionable. Bobby's all about fashion and all this stuff. There's this raw denim.
Bobby?
Bobby, yeah, yeah. He'll pay so much money for vintage concert tees.
Yeah.
For raw denim.
Bobby dresses like a gay vet.
The thing is, you wouldn't know that he spends that much money on his clothes. Like he spends so much money to look like a rocker, like a homeless rocker or something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It costs a lot though.
It is like he does spend a lot of money on like cargo jackets with like holes. They come with holes.
But people who know fashion are in the know. It's almost like a secret society. Mm-hmm. Like if you're wearing a certain type of shoe or jean, they're like, oh, I know. But I wouldn't know.
I don't think that's cool though.
It is if you're into fashion. I'll go to JCPenney and get my whole wardrobe, like, you know?
Yeah, I'm but not that's cool. Like cool. That. But when someone
not Hollywood cool, it's like,
why would you want to be Hollywood cool? You want to be a pedophile? Like, what are you talking about? What
that's
do you mean,
point.
Hollywood cool? Is there such a thing?
Maybe it's best not to be
if
Hollywood cool.
If anyone in Hollywood thinks I'm cool, I
want to be like Diddy with me. It's been my dream to know.
Dude, he made some good sweatsuits there for a minute.
Oh, what was the brand of it? Sean John?
Sean John.
Yeah.
Sean John. I mean, that's exactly it. People are surprised that a man trafficked humans or did sex trafficking. The guy's changed his name 7 times.
That's a good point.
What? Of course he was doing some shady shit. This guy literally would come home one day and be like, okay, guys, I'm Diddy. Today I'm P. Diddy. Okay, no one met. If someone comes here looking for Sean Combs, he's not. Yeah.
If any male comes for Sean Combs, that's not me.
But if a male, like a man comes, he's
then
that's
send
for
him
me.
My way. That is for me. But if a male man, I'm saying man twice,
has a parcel, not for me. And then 3 months later, he's like, I'm Puff
Diddy,
Daddy now.
Puff Daddy.
Sean Combs doesn't live here anymore. So the guy that comes with the baseball bat, we don't know that guy.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm like, does anyone in Hollywood just like do the work? Just do the work anymore? Or do you have to like, is that part of it? Like, does anyone just act anymore or just make music? Or is there so many hours in the day they go, might as well kids, I guess.
Here's what I don't understand. Okay, kids, that's whatever. We're already, house money already got punished. Let's not knock
that's
this.
A good point. Let's cut that out. So
P. Diddy, do they think it's underage?
I don't know. I know it's, I don't know the specifics of it. I haven't read the whole thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I just
yeah,
know
yeah.
when there's a helicopter shot with guys coming into your home with flak jackets, it's probably not
adult women.
It's probably not a consensual night out at Bossa Nova.
Yeah. When giant dudes that look like The Rock are running around, like out with your laptop and that old Mac computer from 20 years ago,
it's
not good.
If someone's on my front lawn and doing this to other guys,
can't be good.
It can't be good.
No.
The person is done. If they go.
Oh, shalom, everyone. Whitney Cummings here. You know what it's time for? It's time to eat stress-free. This spring, with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals, every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Why would I need that? Oh, right, because I have a toddler that won't stop yelling and crying and puking and occasionally peeing in my mouth. That's a thing no one tells you about. So I basically, 2 minutes is about the amount of time I have to jam food down my gullet. Factor Meals, you have saved me. So what are you guys waiting for? Get started today. Fuel up on your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I mean, you can have a meal in the amount of time that I conceived my child. Their ready-to-eat meals are awesome. So if you're looking for gourmet meals, try ones that feature premium ingredients, filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter. I'm obsessed with the broccolini and asparagus. No fuss, no mess, okay? Also, we're celebrating Earth Day over here at Factor Meals all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals and reverse all that bad karma you accumulated in college. Head to factormeals.com/Whitney5050, Whitney5050, and use code Whitney50 to get 50% off. That's a wild amount off. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Whitney50 at factormeals.com/Whitney50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. It is incredible that I have pulled off this literacy thing because reading is hard sometimes. Hey guys, what is liquid death? If you don't know what it is by now, I don't know how to break this to you, but you're a dork, dude. Like at this point, if you guys are not drinking liquid death, you're a nerd, a geek, a dork. I already said dork, loser, geek, pissant, brace face. Like it's just... you're just not cool. I don't, like, there's no other way to explain it. Like, I'm just telling you, like, all the cool kids are doing... this is the one thing all the cool kids are doing that doesn't put you in jail or make you die of an overdose. It looks like a beer or, like, some crazy energy drink, but I promise it is not. Liquid Death is actually a healthy beverage brand. It makes mountain spring water, low-sugar sodas, and low-sugar iced teas. I have the Armless Palmer every morning instead of coffee now. And look at me. I'm a manic spaz. I have more energy than any normal human being after having a newborn 4 months ago. Okay. I remember the first time I saw Liquid Death, I thought it was someone drinking a beer. And I was like, that's weird. You're driving and pregnant, but looks like a beer, looks like some cool beverage. Because it's like a tall boy, but now they have smaller ones too. But it is the coolest. This is the severed lime. There's a new one that's a cherry one. Hold on. Over here. Hold on. I have them everywhere. One second. This one is the Bury It Alive. They're also just hilarious. But here's the real question. Why would a healthy beverage ever be called Liquid Death? That's a real humdinger, isn't it? It's because they're bringing death to single-use plastic water bottles with their infinitely recyclable cans. Liquid Death also donates a portion of profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution. So they're also heroes like me. Aluminum is infinitely recyclable. Plastic is not. If plastic pollution isn't curbed, plastic will outweigh fish in the ocean by 2050. That is bone chilling, okay? I love Liquid Death. It's all I drink. You guys know this about me. Here's the thing. I love Liquid Death because on some level, I truly, deeply hate water. And for whatever reason, Liquid Death, the cans feel cool. The water just tastes better to me. Like, other water just tastes like spit. I don't know why, but I like the flavored ones too because it, like, tricks me into hydrating myself. And I really love the carbonated one. And also just, like, looks cool. It's not, like, embarrassing. You're not, like, carrying around this plastic water bottle. It's, like, making all this noise and just, like, bumming everybody out. The low-sugar iced tea, they are lightly sweetened with agave, unlike other sugar bomb nightmares on the market. It's giving everybody diabetes. Okay, so it's a healthy alternative to soda, alcohol, whatever you drink. You can get a free shipping of Liquid Death Mountain Spring Water flavored sparkling iced tea 8-packs with Amazon Prime, or grab a can or a case at your local 7-Eleven, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, on Instacart. It's up to you. Or just go to liquiddeath.com/Whitney to check out all their healthy, infinitely recyclable beverages and find your closest retailer, liquiddeath.com/Whitney, liquiddeath.com/Whitney. I love you. I mean it. Listen to this. Listen to this. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, wait, hold on. I'm trying to be like cool and do this. That was good. You know, but I think a lot of that is probably a like addiction to taboo.
Don't you think?
What, those parties or?
Just like, I think that once you've slept with a lot of people, maybe you're just into like what's off limits or taboo, where I've never been like that.
You think you're above the law. Maybe like it's that Epstein thing where it's a honeypot where I heard he had cameras. I don't know the whole thing. Allegedly, there's like cameras. So there's people doing stuff and that's kind of, they have that on people. So then you can get away with it longer. That's how Epstein was operating.
Okay.
There's cameras in his house. So there's like politicians and high level people. Well, I'm not doing
that. Not everyone that has cameras in their house is a pedophile. No, okay, just.
Yeah, you just have it in one room. You don't have it. You just like fire up footage of me in the bathroom. Yeah, like
if I could remember my Ring camera password, we would be in business.
Yeah, maybe that's how they get away with it for so long.
Oh, so it's about blackmailing other people.
Yeah. Because they have footage of these people doing, you know, illegal stuff.
For then what? I don't get the racket.
So they can keep getting away with their thing. Maybe they're part of an asset for.
Are 21-year-old models so unattractive? I mean, you could have a different 21-year-old model every night, consensually, right?
Yeah.
What is this? Is it like a Dungeons and Dragons? It's like there's got to be some other thing going on that I can't understand.
Like, oh, it's so close to the line. What if you go over the line?
It's like that. And like sometimes when I go to Whole Foods, I'll see the like raw bar and I'll be like, should I just like my whole day?
What do you mean?
You know when it's like the raw poke bar at like at a grocery store and it's like been out?
So what, you will contemplate just destroying your stomach with a poke bar?
Well, because I'm like, this could go, there's no way this is going to go well.
Oh, right.
But like, let's see if I can beat the odds.
Have you done it?
Not yet.
That's funny. That's a food version of when you're on a high bridge or something and just you're like, what if I jump? And you never would.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, what would that be like?
Uh-huh.
And that's you with poke at Whole Foods.
I'm just like,
what if I
like, I'd have to cancel everything. But there'd be something kind of great to be like, sorry guys, I'm food poisoning. Like, I kind of want it.
That would be like a weird MTV True Life. I'm addicted to food poisoning.
Because think about it. If you're someone that likes gay sex, wouldn't you want to get arrested to go to jail?
Wait, what do you mean? I don't get it.
Because if P. Diddy goes to jail, he will get in the ass every day.
You're saying that's what he wants.
All day.
It's like when you get caught with cigarettes and your dad makes you smoke the entire carton.
That's what I'm saying.
So
if you get,
you love it. You're just like,
if you get caught in gay sex, the punishment should not be prison. That's a reward.
Then what should it be?
Oof. Podcasting.
He has to have a podcast.
Yeah, like do you have the video that I sent you of him touching Justin Bieber?
Oh, to see if he had a wire?
Dude, it's...
How old is this video?
I don't know. Is that what he's actually doing?
It's such a weird way to introduce someone, or like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing? Yeah, yeah.
But also, we are mic'd a lot.
Sure.
In our business. You know what I mean?
But I'm, yeah.
Before I see half of my friends, someone puts a microphone on me.
That's a good point. I always have thought about that, like Theo with podcasting and stuff, just people who are so big, or even Tim, just get a microphone installed in your sternum so you don't, anytime you talk, it's wasted. Like, that could be monetized.
Well, that's what's so wild about, like, anytime, I see any of my friends and they're like, hey, so traffic was crazy. I'm like,
save it.
We gotta roll on it. This is gold.
Yeah, like your whole life is monetized.
Yeah.
Just any word that comes out of your mouth, like, clip it.
It's a Truman Show at this point. We're truly living in the Truman Show. Where is this? Is this in... At the Grove?
No one has ever said what's up to me like this. Yo, he's like this. Look. Yo, man. Yeah, man. Kids, I love your new album and everything. Like, dude, like, what you're doing, the R&B game, is just, I love
we can go.
Yeah. All right, you bend over and, like, spread your cheeks.
It's a tick check. I mean, look, this would be, is this going to be, like, Black Epstein?
I may be. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what unfolds from the whole thing.
And he has two. Can you check this, Pat? He has two ex-wives that died. Look up. Yeah. I'm on the. See, here's the thing. People say follow the money. Follow the ex-wives. So Trump has his ex-wife fell down a flight of stairs like a year and a half ago. Like, no one cares.
Oh, really?
No one cares. Huh. No one cares. Isn't that interesting?
Stairs are tricky, Whitney.
You know what? If I made it down my flight of stairs through the whole pandemic and survived smoking weed every day, okay.
She could handle it then.
I think that anyone can make it down a flight of stairs.
Isn't it funny? You just hear someone falls downstairs and then enough people are like, You would die.
I guess so.
Stairs are tough.
And because it really is like Ivanka Trump falling down a flight of stairs. Like we just decided based on how crazy she looks. Like, yeah, I can see that.
That should be a good deciding factor, like a fun game. Like you put up someone's picture and they go, would they die falling downstairs?
Yes.
Or would they not?
That's what I'm saying. Because like if it was like Hillary Clinton or something fell down a flight of stairs, we'd be like, nah, she wears flats. I don't, that's some fishy happened.
Yeah.
Michelle Wolf fell down a flight of stairs. She wore sneakers. Something fishy happened. But if you're like, Jennifer Coolidge fell down a flight of stairs, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised she doesn't fall all the time on horizontal ground. You're going to throw stairs into the mix? She's like, you know, swishing around.
Like, we decide how crazy someone is based on if we believe there was foul play involved in them dying, falling
that's
down
a
the stairs.
Great litmus test. Would you die falling downstairs on your own, or is there foul play?
Yeah, it's like and it's also funny that the assassin, let's say she was killed, picked something that was like, yeah, they'll believe that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like the meeting
where the assassin
and the person that hired the assassin are like, okay, we got to figure out a way to kill this person. Drowning? Ooh, no. People wouldn't buy that she was out swimming because of her hair, you know, like.
Figure out the PR story.
Yeah,
first.
Maybe like, should she hang herself? No, she would never be able to. You know, she would fall off the stair before she'd be able to. She's not coordinated enough. Okay, Sean Diddy Combs' ex Kim Porter died of labor pneumonia. Died of labor, lobar pneumonia. They just made up a new thing just so he wouldn't ask more questions.
Yeah.
Certified as natural. The manner of death has been certified as natural. Do you put that in a, is that, again, is that assumed?
Yeah. Authorities said to stop asking questions, and it was totally normal.
Here's what I'll say. The coroner said, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see
then
here.
I quote.
Bye, guys. I said bye.
I need to go cash this check Diddy just wrote me.
I have to work.
You know how I know Diddy was a gay pedophile? Because he was married to a woman who was 49. And I can't articulate why, but you know it's true. A straight man would not, that has that much money, would not date a 49-year-old woman if he could have everyone.
That's a funny concept.
So
just
here's,
to have like a pedophile beard?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I knew something was up with Jeffrey Epstein when his girlfriend slash wife looked like Janet from Three's Company. Like, why would she's got to be procuring the steady stream of the kind of women that these rich billionaires do get. There's nothing fishier than a straight rich man who is in love with a woman his age. It doesn't add up.
You sniff that out?
It doesn't add up, dude. When Diddy was with Kim Porter, who was his age, I was like, he must be a pedophile. Why else?
Something's up.
Why isn't he dating like a 25-year-old model? Mm-hmm. And why do I wink every time I have a weird theory these days? I don't know what this is.
You're getting too close. You're getting too close.
So I'm just saying, like, why? You know, it just doesn't add up.
I buy that.
No straight man would ever love a woman that much. There's something up.
Something's fishy. And we're finding out.
Yeah. And then she dies of pneumonia at 49.
That's pretty young.
No, I don't know. What'd she see? Did he? Like, is that someone that's really surprising?
I guess it's been hiding in plain sight because you see all these clips coming out now and you go, oh, like Mace making a comment, some of these other rappers. So like everyone has kind of known that he's gay or bi or something for the longest time.
But back then, if a comment was made, it was made on TV once. And if you missed missed it.
Yeah.
Like there's all these now on TikTok, like these resurfaced interviews with Prince where he's talking about like crazy stuff. And you're like, how do we miss this? Because it aired once and never aired again.
That's a good point.
You know? So Mace like said it, but if you missed it, you missed it.
You know what's weird too? Just everything is memeified as well. You'll be watching a baseball game and it cuts to a crowd, like a person in the crowd, and it gets clipped up. And that's just part of the zeitgeist now for years. And it'll be sent to people like, hey, we're having a party tonight. And you just send a picture of this person at a baseball game. There's this next phase of media.
Yeah.
Whereas prior to that, it wasn't really logged. It was on TV and we forgot it, like you said.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I just feel like, I don't know. Diddy is a tricky one. I mean, was it really the Cat Williams thing that started this? Do you think there's a coincidence or do you think this would have happened
like
anyway?
Animal moment? He just put it in the universe and everyone's like, wait,
don't you
what?
Think?
What's up with Diddy?
I mean, it would be too coincidental.
The timing is interesting.
I mean, it was like a month later. International sex trafficking. Why is it international? Because the age of consent is different in other places.
Maybe they're from other places. Yeah, they're from other places, I suppose. Huh. International.
Yeah. Oh, I want to ask you another question.
Please. Hit me.
When you get out of the shower.
Yeah. I showered today.
Do you put on lotion?
Oh, that's a good one. I'll do face lotion.
Really?
Yeah. And that's kind of newer. I'm like, I should probably put face lotion on.
Uh-huh.
But body, I don't really.
Nothing.
I don't slather it up.
Cologne?
No. I don't really like cologne.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I have enough of a fragrance with the face lotion, the shampoo, the conditioner.
Okay.
I don't want to put a thing on and I don't have a signature scent.
You don't have to put it here.
How do you do it?
Either. You can put it, you can just spray it and walk through it. I'm not a.
Just like, that just seems like the most Liberace thing. Like everything's so masculine, getting ready, you know, like.
Wait, that's such a funny idea. Like, hold on, because that's how everyone says that men should put on cologne. They should spray it and walk through it. But it didn't occur to me how f***ing gay, like weird that is.
The only way it'd be gay is if I'm ready to go out, you know, by the mirror, by the door. And I don't. Like if I have my satchel that's now in style.
No, but if a guy is gonna spray cologne and walk through it, he has to be like, gah!
Yeah. That's the only masculine way to apply cologne as a guy.
To like headbutt it.
Yeah, or you do the haka. Haka. Something super masculine as you go through a French fragrance.
Dying. Okay, we're going to do an IG live. Do you mind doing IG live and people will ask us questions?
Sure,
actually really fun. Can I ask you, are there any jokes that you were going to do in this special that you cut out?
Yeah.
What?
There's a couple of them. There might be like seven minutes.
And why? Did you just...
Flow-wise, and then some of them, it didn't get what I wanted it to get. I'm like, this is a better joke. I'll save this for the next special.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to cheat it too much. So I'm like, that's okay. And I just liked stylistically the flow of taking some of them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just doing it longer. Because when you're a younger comic, you're like, yeah, just put all the jokes in. And you don't realize that you're like a DJ.
Yeah.
You're making a playlist and you're kind of taking people through. It's not just about the jokes. It's like how they intertwine together and tell a story or, I don't know. I just wanted it to feel a certain way. And those jokes, even though they're great in a 15-minute set, I'm like, they don't really make sense in the full... what I've made.
Right.
So I'm like, let me just lose it. You gain more by losing it.
Are you touring this year?
Yeah, I think maybe in the fall. So I'm just kind of in town writing new stuff. And I love this part of stand-up where you get to start over.
I hate it.
Why?
Hate it. It's just like, between specials, I always just feel like I look back and I'm like, how have I ever done this? Like, the idea of doing stand-up like terrifies me.
Done it. So many years and you've done this process so many times. Like, don't you trust yourself in the process at this point to not feel that way?
Well, it's tricky because I really feel like I try to, and maybe I have to stop being so like personal with what I do, but I feel like I heard the advice in the beginning for no one to steal your jokes, always just make things as personal as possible, you know? So I always did that. And now I'm kind of like, you know, I don't ever want to do a bad impression of myself, of like who I was before. And I'm like, well, the idea is that I'm like growing as a person ideally, but now I'm like, I don't know who I am and like what's funny about me or something, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it takes a second for me to like in between, like update my software, but I just started having like little breakthroughs.
Yeah.
Like I need like a theme before I start writing jokes, like of the next hour. And then I finally just stumbled on it.
I think it's also what's happening in your life and what are you thinking about at this current moment? Because as much as I love this special and the one prior, it is a time capsule of like where my mind was at, where my life was at. And I'm excited to do a special or work on stuff that's what I'm thinking about right now, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a snapshot of you in that period of your life.
Right. Oh gosh, we're live. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to get everything right.
Sorry.
That's an impossible task.
Fahim just started pouring his heart out. I was like, never mind. Yeah, we're live. Let's get attention from strangers.
I was about to have an emotional break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're live. Please tell me about your emotional hangups. Anyway, hey guys, here we are, IG Live. Well, I was just talking to, Fahim Anwar, his new special is out now. It's called House Money. He's the funny. You know, he's my favorite comedian. I say it all the time. And the people that hate comedy the most love you.
That's pretty funny. Like, that's a nice tagline. People who hate comedy.
You guys, Neil Brennan thinks he's funny. Need I say more?
That's so funny you say that. I take the most pride in
that. Like, because Neil is very picky and discerning. Like, guys like Neil and like Marc Maron.
Yes.
They're kind of curmudgeon-y.
Yes.
And the fact that they like me.
Yeah.
Goes miles.
I don't know what it feels like, but it seems amazing. Like, I would do anything to feel that. I would rather
but
have...
that's all I have, Whitney. You're in a palatial mansion. I'm in a townhouse in Tarzana. I only have one pasta sauce.
I would rather live in the Jewish tunnels of New York and have Marc Maron think I'm funny than play Madison Square Garden. You heard me say it. Favorite pasta sauce. I like a vodka pasta sauce.
I'm classic, just marinara, right?
Then why are you in the, why are you?
But I gotta, when I cook it for myself, I need to buy it. I need to buy a jar of it.
There's that restaurant called Carbon. Have you ever heard of it? It's like a place in New York and they started doing pasta sauce. I learned about it from Dumois, that like gossip website. Okay. Their pasta sauce is unbelievable. Why is your hairline so perfect?
Oh, I don't know. Ask my parents or my great grandfather. Is that where it comes down from?
I don't know. It is pretty unbelievable.
Should I shave?
Is that a man's biggest fear? Is their hairline receding?
Oh my God, yes.
Isn't that like, what is the equivalent for women? Small boobs or a big pussy?
Do you gals talk about big pussies a lot? Like, is it huge?
Like, there's my pussy's receding. Pussy? Like that. Well, it's called light bulb pussy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A pussy that's no bueno? Like, it's got like a tight opening and then it like gets bigger at the top. Is there a delay? You guys, we are trying. Whitney got that Obama Wi-Fi. Okay, that's really funny. Someone wants to know your birthday.
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
March 21st.
What does that mean? Oh. Did that just happen?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Thank you. I got you these Girl Scout cookies.
Whitney, the whole
time. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You were gonna give me a gift.
To you.
I love samosas.
So what does that mean of your astrological sign?
I don't dive too deep into that stuff, but when a girl knows that, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, tell me all about it.
It's like crypto for women.
That's hilarious.
It's our, you know,
that's a way to get a guy to have like, oh, okay. I thought it was foolish, but like, I get it. Crypto's legit. So astrology's like that too?
I think
I get it on Robinhood? Can I get Pisces on Robinhood?
There's something to be said for astrology. I don't think it's like the stars and when you were born. I think it's the Fahim has opened more cans.
A lot of beverages. You can't dangle these carbonated beverages in front of me and expect me not to crush
them. This is his third berry beverage of the day. No, I think that the proximity of your birthday to other holidays forms your personality. So my birthday, September 4th, it was always the first day of school. As a result, I'm like a workaholic, obsessive, like studious person.
Mm.
You know, like I think that your proximity of your birthday to other holidays, like March 25th, was that ever?
It's like equinoxy, right?
Were you in school or was it might have been on, what's it called? Spring break.
Maybe.
Was your birthday ever on spring break?
I don't think so.
If you don't agree with me in front of my fans, I swear to God, Jesus Christ.
It was in the heart of spring break.
Would Whitney ever hook up with Fahim or a Middle Eastern dude?
Whoa.
It would be, I mean, if I like tried to hook up with you or flirt with you, like what would you do?
I'm pretty dense. So no, I swear to God.
Like you wouldn't notice?
Yeah.
That's really funny. Me too.
Because my parents, you know, from Afghanistan and then a little bit of a religious upbringing, like kind of Muslim. And then, my brother didn't really have girlfriends and I went to engineering school.
Uh-huh.
So there's this whole frequency that I'm just not privy to. Some guys, I'll have friends and stuff like, yeah, I hooked up with this girl. I don't know. We just made eyes at Trader Joe's and we f***ed a dumpster. That's like, what is this? Like, that? I can't fathom that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like off of a look or like, I got this vibe. I'm just like this. I walk through life like this. There have been so many times where I find out a girl likes me so late in the game.
Uh-huh.
Like I missed all the cues.
Right, right.
Because I just think, oh, they're being nice. Or,
I think that's probably a more fun way to go through life because I do feel like there are guys that move through the world that are just like, what are we not? It must be exhausting to just every girl you encounter is like, will they, won't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Here's the only thing is like, I think of you as like, maybe one of the more, in terms of comedians, like someone that you could, I would set you up with one of my really good friends.
I have access.
There's
a level above Raya, Whitney friend.
There's two of you.
Raya, and then there's Whitney friend. And it's very exclusive.
And you know that.
You can't just have abs.
When someone tries to set someone up and they're already, it just means they like the person.
Wait. Do you know what I mean? What do you mean?
Like if you're with somebody if you're dating a girl and you try to set one of your guy friends up with me, it means you have a little, like, you know what I'm saying? Let me say it a different way.
Yeah,
if I'm dating someone
and
then I try to set you up a lot, it means I kind of have a crush on you. Yeah.
It's a way to kind of touch that world,
but
you're being helpful, but then you're around the person.
I get to live vicariously. Like, if I wasn't with the person I was with, I would probably make a play for this person.
No, I'm just helping him.
Yeah, no. Like, I just want him to, I just want to make sure he's with the craziest girl possible so that when they break up, he falls in love with me. Yeah, totally. And so I feel like, do you have this with female comics? There's something with male comics is they're always platonic to me. It must be some kind of Darwinian survival mechanism.
I have a rule. I don't date comics. I've always had that. Like, no matter how hot or attracted I am to certain...
He's letting me down easy, folks. Wow.
No, you know, some people...
I'll quit. I'll retire. I'll retire right now.
Some people have this rule. They go like, I don't date comics. But what they really mean to say is I don't date comics less successful than me. If it was a huge comic, they'd go, oh, yeah. They would just throw away their rule.
Yeah.
I'm actually a hard line on the don't date in comics thing.
Do you ever come close?
One time.
Two time.
No. But they started comedy after, which I don't love.
Oh,
no. Because then I feel used.
They were like, you make it look so easy.
Maybe.
Like, if you can do it.
I just felt like I was, they were just doing reconnaissance.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
I have a thought when it comes to being set up, because sometimes people are like, oh, I want to set you up with whoever. If you are, I'm trying to think how to frame this. Like, if you are the uglier of the two, that friend likes you more. You know what I mean?
Sort of.
Because they're doing you a solid.
Ah.
So if a girl's like, I want to set you up with my friend, and she's like a Victoria's Secret model.
Uh-huh.
They're doing, that friend loves me more.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, not everyone is shallow.
A lot of people are shallow.
Yeah, but there's a certain point where you start going like, that's not working so great for me. You know?
Yeah. Like, it was fun.
Do you think you're shallow? Do you think there's a point in your life where like something's got to give?
For sure.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, you want to have it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going? We lost him. Too real, guys. Yes, I'm coming to Salt Lake City. Thank you.
I'm working on it.
If there was a comedy cult, will you join? There is one. It's called Scientology. Couple more questions. Any more? I know. I love Fahim. I'm glad you do. Tommy Boy, hands down. I know his new special is out right now on YouTube. What's Fahim's favorite part about going to the store? That's Adam Ray's question again. Yeah. Adam could just
ask me these questions in the hallway. Because like we go on, I bring him up at the store all the time. He brings me up. It's so funny. He has all these deep questions. I go, man, we see each other all the time. You could have just told me before we go up.
Dude, you could just like text me.
Yeah, text me.
This is the only
we talked
way.
Yesterday.
This is the I only way that men can socially acceptably hang out is via an IG live on my podcast. Like, Adam, just call
so
Fahim
funny.
And talk to him.
Like, guys can only have heart to hearts if we're in the peripheral vision. We can't make direct eye contact and get deep. It's got to be like fishing and then do something
else.
I am
fascinated how guys like can't really make friends. Like, you guys have to be doing something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
gotten
yeah,
to
yeah.
the point where it's like, let's have a cigar together. You know what I mean? Just like, what?
That's so fun. I've done that. Just the fact that
you guys need like a prop.
It.
Like, you need something to like be a central focal point.
Because it's not about the thing.
You can't just be
is.
Like, want to get dinner.
Yeah.
You have to be like, let's do a hobby.
Uh-huh. Then you do 5 minutes of just and then you go...
Yeah, do you want to cut it? I'll cut it. You want me to cut it?
I'll see about my dad.
Yeah, and there always has to be like a sharp object involved.
Yeah,
like,
cut it.
There, it's like, come, let's grill.
Again, it's the spraying the perfume.
That's so funny to me.
Masculine deniability, you know?
I love that Adam is watching. What
was the Adam question? It was...
What's your favorite part about going to the store?
Oh.
Adam, I love you, but let's answer. Did everyone in Hollywood know about Diddy? I had never heard anything, but
again. Have you noticed this happen? As it's come out, people you know will be like, oh, I've heard rumors. I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah. So some people have, it's been there, but they don't just offer it up. But now that this is broken, some multiple people have been like.
I knew something was up when I saw that he was dating an age-appropriate woman.
But I've just heard some people say, oh, I've heard gay rumors like in the past.
But I feel like everyone calls everyone gay.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's sort of like, Tom Cruise is gay. This person's gay.
I want to get so big that people think I'm gay.
Gay.
I just want to get gay big.
I want to get gay rumor famous.
I want to get gay big.
Yeah, I feel like, so to me, like, that just feels like something that I hear about everybody, you know?
That's a good point.
So I had never heard that before. I don't, like, I just, okay, this is, like, good news, bad news. Like, Diddy was kind of irrelevant for the past couple years.
You think this is a PR move on his part? He's like, people aren't talking about Diddy that much anymore. What if I put a sex trafficking thing out there?
I'm just saying, when people are like, oh, like, how have you not heard about this? Or, like, wasn't it talked about? Like, no one's, you know how many things I'd have to run out of to talk about to get to Diddy gossip? Right. Like, no one's just like, you hear about Diddy? I'd be like, what?
You know what's annoying,
you
too?
You know who f***ing knew? Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams, this is what I miss about Wendy Williams' show, is that she would talk about things that no one cared about. She would just be like, so, like, you know, like, T-Pain. Like, I'm like, okay, J-Lo just got divorced. Like, anything topical she would stay away from.
Yeah.
But she would be like, Keith Sweat. You know what I just heard? And be like, it's 2022.
Just a little late on her hot
Yeah,
goss.
Totally. But she's, if there was like a gay rumor about someone that wasn't relevant anymore.
That's breaking news pretty much.
Totally.
Just totally. Keith Sweat.
Totally. And like, I do think though, there's something shady about someone as talented as Diddy not having put music out for so long, because it probably would have drawn attention or something. No?
Mm.
Like, yeah. R. Kelly hadn't put a lot of hits out.
Oh, he hadn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because that would, like, put him in the...
in
like,
the limelight too
Yeah,
much.
Or something. I don't... maybe there's some logic to that.
What's annoying is when, you know, stuff like this happens and then some people in the Midwest or whatever just think that we all... anyone in Hollywood in any capacity knew.
Yeah.
Like, we walked by this sex trafficking cage.
Wait,
like,
which one is this?
No, just anytime something breaks, they go,
I know.
Everyone in Hollywood. Whitney knew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fahim knew.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm like, I don't know Diddy.
They CC me on the emails.
Right.
It is.
You go, what did my spam folder?
But
I did.
Here's what I'll say. Harvey Weinstein, it was a going, like, thing.
People knew about that.
But, again, this is how, like, these people get away with this shit, because everybody talked about Harvey like that to the point where I went, oh, well, it must not be true, because then he would never get away with it. Because like everybody knows. Like, this is this must just be, like, a weird rumor. But, like, it's like the concept of the big lie. If I lie about something so big to you, that you believe it just because I would never get away with that lie.
Like, it's so outlandish.
Totally. So that was the thing with Harvey Weinstein. But also the other thing with Harvey Weinstein is like 20 years ago or whatever, when you first go to LA and you hear like a Harvey Weinstein casting couch, I'm like, what? I'm recurring on VH1 Best Week Ever. Like, what am I going to go knock on his door and do a citizen's arrest? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I'm just doing spots at the Comedy Store. Like, I don't know Diddy.
And you hear about it at a time where you're like, well, I would sleep with him if I got to get an Oscar. That doesn't seem like a bad trade.
What about a Teen Choice Award? Would you what, just to get slimed? Do you feel like I should have asked for more? That'd be funny. I get slimed and I had to do all this terrible
the like, Teen Choice Awards. So stupid. I enjoy hearing you talk about yourself. Really? Well, this is the podcast for you. do archery with your son, blah blah blah. Okay. You know what? Here's the problem is when you go into YouTube wormhole, it becomes like your algorithm, and then I'm only fed like horrifying stuff about pedophiles.
And then someone comes over and they think this is what you're all about your YouTube comes up.
This is the question here. Can we separate the art and the artist? Because Mo Money, Mo Problems is a jam.
That's true.
Do I have to part ways with Diddy songs?
Yeah, that's a good question, huh?
Brutal.
That's how you find out how talented you are. Like, if you can be scrubbed.
Yeah, totally. Then... yeah, it's like R. Kelly. It's like, people won't get, Michael Jackson, they won't give it up.
Yeah, but R. Kelly, I think they'll still kind of cherry pick. They'll take some out. But Michael Jackson, he's embedded.
That into, you can't.
Yeah, he's too intertwined with Americana.
Okay, are you okay over there?
Another thing, Whitney. So my process, I start with an idea and then I flesh it out.
Okay, Fahim Anwar, you guys know he is my favorite comedian to watch. He just frankly is. I gotta
so
say
sweet.
It.
I'm Thank gonna
say it.
Me.
I know, it's not sweet. Thanks. Just true. Fahim Anwar, House Money now. And as you guys know, I'm obsessed with Hat Trick. I reference it a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I reference it a lot. Dancing Guy. It's just Dancing so funny. Guy. Dancing Guy? Hit her with Dancing Guy?
Dancing, what the fuck?
Fahim Anwar, you guys. Oh, also, You're like pretty big, like on TikTok, like engaging. Are you like engage a lot on there?
I don't know. I just make stand-up clips and then I blast them off into every social media thing. Yeah. And then hopefully it takes off on one of them.
You never know what's going to take off. I remember during the pandemic, you did that audition for The Invisible Man. That was so funny. Like you just do a lot of like original content that's like, you know.
Just trying. Just, yeah.
Shows off your okay. I love you guys. Thank you for doing the damn thing.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for all of these nacho questions. Yeah. I think I won that round. What is the meaning of life? We're gonna end on that. There is no meaning, life's meaningless. Godspeed, guys. Love you. I love you. Did it stop? Did it stop? Oh, hold on. There's someone. Okay, there's
more?
This. Hold on. No. We're done. Love you. Don't ride elephants. Fahim Anwar.
Do that one more time.
Oh,
I had the volume down.
Good for you.
Don't ride elephants.
Sorry, all lowercase. Don't ride elephants. How dare you?